This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your phone calls and covering geopolitical and economic news, Black Friday news, special reports in this hour. But here's the most important point. It's not just our criminal occupied government, all these other Western governments following this globalist agenda to gang up on sovereign nations and kill every Christian they can find. It shows us that it's not just about conquering people, it's about actually hurting good people. And it's a very evil agenda. We're taking calls from former or current military or people in the region, contractors, you name it. A Russian aircraft shot down for flying on the border of Turkey. And then the jihadis sit there with a tow missile, U.S.-made, and destroy a Russian rescue helicopter a mile and a half away in Syria. And they admit that themselves. Russian rescue helicopters shot down by Syrian rebels while searching for pilots of a plane down by Turkey. Well, yeah, they put the bodies out for them and then waited for the helicopter to come. And again, the plane was shot down over Syria. It was several miles into Syria. Let's go to Brandon in FEMA Region 3, formerly a state. Then we'll go to John in Texas and Randy in Texas and John in Iowa. Go ahead, Brandon. Thanks for calling. What's your take on all this?
Good, Alex. I'm the former Marine who called in last week about the urban warfare drills, and I wanted to tell you that so a lot of my friends that are still in the military, they're totally freaked out by all this because the U.S. military has been stripped down so much. If we get into a war with Russia, we're not going to have the manpower to be able to fight the Russians because Obama stripped our military so significantly. And a lot of people in all branches think it's great that we're going to war with the Russians and think that because the jihadis are fighting the Russians now, the jihadis are somehow, you know, redeemed of all the evils that they're guilty of. It's insane.
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious. I have friends that I've served with in the Marine Corps who say, you need to shut up about this and stop talking bad about it. It's like, look, buddy, I'm just talking about the truth, all the injustices of the Iraq war and the Afghan war. Iraq did nothing to us. We went in there. God only knows how many innocent men, women, and children were slaughtered because, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, I know Marine Corps officers that say, look, you need to shut up about this, because I go to Georgetown and I say, and I talk about quite often, all the evils that the U.S. Army and Marine Corps have been a part of in Iraq. And I've gotten calls saying, hey, look, you need to shut up about this, okay? And I noticed you guys put up the video of my call and people were saying, how do we know this guy's a former Marine? Because I said I was an ex-Marine, and I call myself an ex-Marine because I really regret ever joining the Marine Corps.
Well, sir, when you called in, and we put everything up on YouTube, we don't need you to confirm that they're training in urban warfare to take on patriots and the Tea Party. That's in all the declassified documents. I personally have shot video of it myself. So it doesn't matter. People will always deny whatever. I appreciate your call. I mean, they'll deny that Seattle is telling folks that they can't have brown bags. They'll deny that they're trying to ban the term mother or father. Even though it's happening, they'll deny that they banned dodgeball for 15 years or tag. They'll deny that, you know, Obama ever said you could keep your doctor. I mean, that's just what they do as a default, to not have an intellectual discussion about how they're getting armored MRAPs for the Tea Party and returning veterans. It's in the documents. It's in the training manuals. And we have the SWAT team commanders from Spokane, Washington to Indianapolis, Indiana, saying it's for the patriots and the coming war with us. And I got the Army Times admitting it and all the rest of it. So somebody like you calls in, if I don't think you're telling the truth about something, I'll jump on it. Because we already know what's going on. We're going to go to other calls straight ahead on the other side of this break. This is a big deal happening over in Syria.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you just joined us in the second hour, it is already, ladies and gentlemen, almost Thanksgiving. Hard to believe. It is the 24th day on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. 2015 is almost over. And a Russian fighter bomber was shot down flying close to the border, flying on the border for some of the time, and then crashed about a mile and a half inside Syria. Then the jihadis from the Turkish side with a TOW missile, U.S. made on record, blew up the rescue helicopter, another war crime. The Russians say they're going to have a very serious response to the Turks. The Turks have bought at least $800 million of stolen Al-Qaeda oil that was stolen from the Syrians. The Turks have been heavily involved trying to take over Syria the entire 5 years. It's truly shameful. And then our media sits there and acts like we're fighting ISIS. That's why when Obama was finally forced to bomb a few oil tankers, they gave him a 45-minute warning. Our story was on drudgereport.com yesterday. So we're taking your phone calls on this subject until the bottom of the hour. Don't continue with calls. I'm going to shift gears into some other news we haven't gotten to, some Black Friday reports and more. But This could very easily escalate into a larger war between NATO and Russia. And that's mainstream news saying that. Then I watch Hollande, the president of France. I watch the chancellor of Germany, Merkel, and others grandstanding about, oh, we have a civil emergency, no demonstrations, no free speech, but the borders stay wide open. And we're protecting you from terrorists, the very people who brought them in. Truly sickening on every front. And this just shows us who runs our country and who runs Europe. These are really nasty, bad people. And our governments are allied with the so-called royal family, a bunch of caravan-robbing bandits, who then just run around murdering all over the world, and then we never really fight them. We go attack a country like Iraq that was fighting them and blame them for 9/11. So I want to hear from military folks. I want to hear from pilots. I want to hear from analysts. I want to hear from people that have lived in Turkey or Syria. Where do you think all this is going? Is it as bad as I'm saying? I think it is. You think I'm wrong? What can you add? We got Maverick. He says he worked on cultural project in Turkey, but he just called in. We'll get to him. John was Army in Texas, wants to comment. Randy in Texas, former Navy. John in Iowa's Army. We're going to go to the Johns first, and we're going to go to Maverick and Randy. John in Texas, this is escalating just as we warned it could. Now I hope the next phase of escalation doesn't happen. What do you think Obama and the globalists are thinking right now?
Well, Alex, what I'm afraid is going to happen over this is we're going to have a major war breakout. They're going to say, well, gee, we can't go nuclear. It'll destroy the whole world. Let's fight this conventionally like we did in Korea and Vietnam. We'll have a war that drags on for how many years? And you remember in World War One and World War Two, basically we were in a dictatorship here. We had food rationing, travel restrictions, gas rationing. Anybody criticized the war was thrown into jail. That's what I'm afraid is going to happen out of this.
You're right. But, sir, you said it. I said it. This is it. And what you just said is the answer to everything. They have already declared civil emergency in Germany and France and in Belgium. Other countries are following suit. They're restricting nighttime curfews, papers, please, no demonstrations. They have an emergency edict in place. Their socialist president is using this to seize control. Because people can't say 2 plus 2 equals 4. They're saying it says whatever the tyrant says. Hollande and others are the ones that offered the freebies. They brought in the radicals. They allowed them to attack. And they are now doing this to bring in a wartime atmosphere where they, the actual culprits, the actual mafia dons of our present crisis, are now our saviors. Please continue.
Well, I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, if we have a major war, how long is it going to drag on for? How long did World War One, World War Two drag on for? And they had major, huge war. I mean, they had the Battle of Verdun where millions were killed and all these major battles. I mean, are we prepared to take the casualties like they had in World War One and Two where, you know, maybe every one battle, 100,000 people die in one battle, you know?
Well, absolutely, and I made the comment, even though both my grandfathers were in World War II, that the United States basically supplied munitions and weapons to Russia. We lost 400,000, 500,000 people in World War II, the Brits over 100,000, but the Russians lost 21 million. The Germans lost 20-plus million people. Germany was only like 70 million people. And when they were done, they were 50 million. Or less. I mean, this isn't a game. It isn't a joke. And you're absolutely right. The Russians fought really about 90% of World War II. And they lost a large portion of their population. And now, you could say Stalin was just as bad as Hitler, in my view, historically. There really is no lesser of two evils. But now Russia is not the bad guy. You have to look at the West and say, we really are the villains this time. And believe me, the villains running our countries are setting up a police state and saying from the rooftops, it's for, quote, returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Christians. Because when they do all this wartime stuff and start arresting people, they know vets are some of the only groups that might fight back. And so, yes, they want to have a socialist, collectivist uprising to overthrow the local cities, to put their local commissariats in control, and then dictate through their apparatchiks the commissar system of political persecution. I mean, we are going to have a basically a Soviet-style occupation run on us. And that's come out in the FBI files. That's what we know from the Weathermen. That's really the plan in the new Army manuals. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's all true. They say re-education camp for the patriots. And it won't matter we're the good guys. It won't matter we're the hardworking Americans. That's why they hate us. It's the socialist. It's the collectivist, all run by the George Soros types who are, you know, telling Matt Drudge through the grapevine, through the Supreme Court justice, that, no, 2016, we're coming after all of you. And so Matt Drudge is hopping up and down in the studio going, we're running out of time. We're on a limited time schedule here. Can we find that clip of the clips Matt Drudge talks about? We're running out of time. Matt Drudge talks about they're coming after free press, the Supreme Court justice comment. And he was in like 100 newspapers plus. It shouldn't be hard to find. See, people always think, oh, World War II happened to them, or World War I happened to them, or Korea happened to them, or oh, this or that. This is, you have front row seats to world government takeover, people. And it's not a world government that wants to just have prosperity and go to Mars. It's world government that wants to kill you. You understand? Yeah, there's the headline. Matt Drudge warns of the end of the internet. We got to get that clip and play it. I mean, do you get it? Do you think the recluse Matt Drudge just shows up here because he wants to play tiddlywinks with us? Not really a recluse. He's all over the place, but he's smart enough to keep where he's at and what he's doing private. I don't want to say he was wearing a disguise when he was here, but he's a smart guy. This isn't a game, people. They're coming for your kids. They're coming for your guns. He promised to get the better clingers, didn't he? They want to break us. Thank you, John. Great points. I'm going to play the Drudge clip, but you just said it all. We're going to go to break and come back with John in Iowa and then others. Here is Matt Drudge warning of the fact that time's running out. We have limited time. You understand, folks? Limited time. We can beat these people, but we've got to stand up and say, you're crooks. You're evil. You're scum. Their rhetoric is so over the top, we have to rise to the level of what they are. If you don't admit to yourselves how much trouble we're in, it's over. Let's go to the clip.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited. Time is not forever. How many more moons and sunrises will you see in your life rise and fall? There's not that many. It's a small amount. So for people to be saying with this attitude, oh, I'll get on with my life and my greatness sometime.
No.
No, you can't.
We're being enslaved now, and that's it. Under the TPP, they admit you can't put a headline to the New York Times. You're sending massive traffic to them. They're claiming you're taking their words. This is insane.
And you had the Justice Stephen Breyer said we need to look at a global law now. Remember just recently
here. Getting lined up with it.
So they're getting ready for these decisions to come. You thought Obamacare was shocking. You thought some of these other decisions were shocking. Wait until these copyright laws work their way up and the Supreme Court decides you cannot have a website with news headlines linking across the board.
The full 45-minute interview, we're going to re-air that, I think, on Thanksgiving. But it's a very, very important interview. And people just need to understand, time is limited. Time is limited. These people want to put their foot on our necks. They want to dominate us. They want to break us because we are strong, because we are smart, because we are productive. They want to enslave us. It's not enough that the crooks in government and the crooks in these big corporations took over fraudulently. They want to break us. Just like they want to blow up every old Roman temple and murder every Christian they can find. They hate us. They're coming for us. More calls straight ahead.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
My fellow patriots, anyone that listens to my broadcast for any length of time knows that I can't stand Black Friday, a mindless, idiotic exercise in pure blind consumerism. I'm for prosperity. I'm for having good products to make our lives better, but I don't just mindlessly worship the holiday where we're supposedly getting the best deal ever, and statistics show it's one of the worst days to shop. That's why we are taking the InfoWar to the next level and actually making InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday a super deal. Everything in the store gets free shipping right through the weekend of Black Friday and into next week. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today or call 888-253-3139.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Why the union's a big businessman, and they're going out like dinosaurs. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to roll on the moon and eat it raw. Can you see the day coming when even your whole business is gonna be against you?
Bill wrote that back in the 80s. Now that's come true in many U.S. cities. Come down on the Union. Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that through your head. The world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that better than something.
Bob Dylan said you gotta serve somebody, and then he said you gotta sell out to the devil. And he said he sold out to the God of this world. From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of real estate indeed. And a man's gonna do what a man's gotta do. Was I just demonizing Bob Dylan? No, I think that's pretty hardcore, the stuff he said. Pretty twisted, too. Or was he just trying to get people thinking? It'd be easy to write those lyrics today, but pretty hard back in, I think, 1982. Yeah, we used to grow corn in Kansas. Now we grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I want to go back to your phone calls right into the next segment. If you just joined us, Russian rescue helicopter after they shot down the fighter bomber flying along the border of Turkey. They then blow up with a U.S.-made anti-tank missile. The helicopter on the ground. They put the dead bodies out for them to land and blew up the rescue helicopter. And that's the type of people we back, the jihadis that literally murder every Christian they can get their hands on. With the suspension of reality going on, then it's not a news issue that why are we backing these people? Why are our borders open? Why are we bringing them here? These are the so-called Syrian refugees that Turkey lets in. They don't let Christians in. That's why you'll have thousands of jihadis, thousands of Wahhabists, and they'll have one Christian. That was the headline. 2,000-something Muslims, one Christian. And then Obama gets up on the news and says, well, we can't just take Christians. That's not what this is about, refugees. Really, you take who's being persecuted, jackass. That's what political asylum is. And you know that full well. He takes real pleasure not letting the Christians in. Is there any Christian Obama ever found? He didn't want to slit their throat and cut their head off if he could. I'm serious. I've seen it. They hate Christians. He'll get those bitter clingers. He'll send in his jihadis. They'll cut daddy's head off, rape mama and the girls before they kill him. And he'll get a peace prize and Gloria Steinem will drop by. John in Iowa, then I'm going to go to break, go to Randy and everybody else. I'm going to try to go quicker now. I want to go to Maverick. Maverick, don't hang up. I want to hear from you. John, I'm going in order here. Go ahead. Next, Maverick.
Hey there, Alex. You know, everything that's going on currently is absolutely unbelievable. And what I foresee happening with this situation in Turkey is, you know, what's going to happen with this is a furtherance to get Russia into a full-out, full-fledged, full-blown war with the NATO alliances. And if this actually happens, what I foresee happening is Russia is going to be fighting a two-front fight, not only in the Middle East, but over on the western border of Russia itself in Ukraine, Kiev.
Sure, they're already fighting a two-proxy war right now. You're saying it's going to escalate.
Absolutely. Without a doubt, it's going to escalate to the point of thermal nuclear war or thermobaric nuclear war. And, you know, I mean, this is just absolutely, I mean, frightening. To say the least. I mean, you know as well as I do, everybody here in the United States does not want to be involved in any war. We don't want to go fight. We don't want to have anything to do with this. But now they are literally pushing us and pushing and pushing and pushing until we are going to be involved. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it is out of control. You know, I've got a radio show I do every Sunday on my own program, and I talk about this, and I called this three months ago, just as much as you did. I said, you know, what's going to happen? Is there's going to be a situation where soldiers on the ground get bombed, like let's say how they were wanting to put our soldiers there to be body shields for the sissies of the desert, the ISIS. And, you know, it was either going to be something like that or a jet's going to be downed. Well, now a jet has been downed, and this is the match being thrown into the tinderbox to literally.
And they blew up the Russian jetliner to stir them up. I mean, Russia's not stupid. They play chess. They know they're trying to sucker them into a larger war. Stay there. I want to come back to you. John's Army, I want to hear about your radio show. Let's plug that. Again, folks, I'm not about competition. I want I want 100 people better than I am out there. I'm looking for them. Believe me, if I find them, I'm going to try to hire them, and they can take over. This is a fight, folks. This is a war. We need soldiers in the fight, people that get it. And it's surreal, though, to watch everybody else talking about Thanksgiving, just wandering around talking about Battlefront on PlayStation when the real Battlefront is happening.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My fellow patriots, anyone that listens to my broadcast for any length of time knows that I can't stand Black Friday, a mindless, idiotic exercise in pure blind consumerism. I'm for prosperity. I'm for having good products to make our lives better, but I don't just mindlessly worship the holiday where we're supposedly getting the best deal ever, and statistics show it's one of the worst days to shop. That's why we are taking the InfoWar to the next level and actually making InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday a super deal. Everything in the store gets free shipping right through the weekend of Black Friday and into next week. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today or call 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
This goes beyond the framework of the regular fight against terrorism. Certainly, military men are fighting terrorism, sacrificing their own lives. But today's loss is related with the stab in our back by the associates of terrorism
that has been given to us in our back by the accomplices of terrorists.
I cannot find another wording to what happened today.
He goes on to say Turkey is getting the oil that ISIS is stealing. That's on record, and they're aiding and abetting terrorists. So the good news is Putin and Russia is so high profile, it's all coming out now. Former head of defense intelligence, as we played last hour, said, no, we're ordered to aid al-Qaeda. This is all on purpose. Joss Ernest, back in October, said that Russia's playing checkers, not chess. No, what we're doing is losing our moral authority and doing really evil war crimes against Muslim minorities and Christians, against a sovereign country that has a defense treaty with Russia that we attacked. And that John McCain has been photographed with the leaders of ISIS and al-Qaeda 2 years ago hanging out inside Syria. It's incredible. And it shows the arrogance of these people. In fact, let's play a clip of Josh Ernest making that statement. No, no. What we're doing is being sucked into pure evil. What Russia is doing is the moral right obligation, defending a country under attack by murderous scum.
On the military-to-military talks, I would not rule out that there are follow-ups relatively soon to those initial conversations that took place last week. But I think there is one premise of your question that I would disagree with. I don't think President Putin is playing chess. He's playing checkers. And I say that because he's making a series of tactical decisions that are leading to a starkly negative strategic conclusion.
All right, let's stop right there.
Which is that by making...
This is this moral authority garbage where we're the West, so we're allowed to do whatever we want, and so we'll just do horribly amoral things and side with horrible people, and because we're going to win, that makes it morally okay. Well, you're not going to win. And look, I don't romanticize the military, but at least historically, kings had to go out and fight. Royal families sent their kids to the front lines because the troops wouldn't fight if you didn't do that, if you didn't have skin in the game. And the last 50 years or so, we've gone from every president we had basically being a military veteran, except for Abraham Lincoln, maybe, and a few others, to people that have no conception of how of history even or what happens. And so it is our military, as corrupt as it is, as bad as it is, that's actually been saying we shouldn't be doing this. This isn't good to back al-Qaeda. And that's why we know about this, is because they've been speaking about it, and I've been speaking about it as well, obviously. That's why we're such big enemies there at the White House, and why they constantly, daily lie about us now and just say things on news, on comedy shows, in movies. That there's directives to demonize us and shut us down. And by the way, I am so proud of that. I sleep so good at night, being John Hancock at the top of the list. I mean, I couldn't sign my name bigger on this baby. I mean, I'm not going to risk my life and then not go 110% into this. So whatever happens to me, folks, my soul's clear. I feel good. I'm not murdering all those Christians in Syria. I'm not opening our borders up and bringing people in here to have their babies for free. I'm not putting cancer viruses in vaccines or feeding GMO to people. I'm not lying to people, telling them there's no vaccine bad reactions when the insert says it can kill you. I'm not pushing glyphosate in the food and water. I mean, my job is really easy. I treat people like I want to be treated. And they think we're in this post-moral world, as Karl Rove told the New York Times and Washington Post, at a cocktail party. He said, it doesn't matter if Iraq didn't have WMDs. We're just going to say they didn't did 9/11, and we'll tell you what history and reality is, and then you will dutifully report that. And tomorrow we may change reality, and then you'll follow that, because we're history's actors now. Really, because you inherited the biggest, most wealthy, powerful nation the world's ever seen, and the incredible science and the brains that came here for freedom. You inherited all that, and then in 50 years have taken us from the biggest creditor nation, the most respected nation, the longest-lived nation, the smartest nation, the toughest nation on every front, and you turned us into the fattest, dumbest, most unhealthy, evil nation. You took all that and decided that you were God now because you stole the birthright of the Renaissance and then claimed it to you as you try to usher in a new dark age. You people are a joke. You're not history's actor now, Karl Rove. You don't control reality. Everyone knows your war in Iraq was a fraud for the Saudis and others. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, you know what? America is starting to wake up. And I don't mean the couch potatoes that just want to watch football all day and act tough. America, the real men and women of this country of every race, color, and creed are waking up, and the world's waking up. We're not going along with it. John and Iowa, I'm in a hurry to Maverick and others. I'm just pontificating here today. Finish up your points about where this is going. I mean, I can't imagine when there's a real Great Depression again in this country what all these trendies are going to do. I can't imagine what all the 50 million people on food stamps are going to do, electronic soup kitchens. I can't imagine what all these soft, entitled people, you know, the Black Lives Matter crowd that equated the 130 dead in France to a poop swastika and what they've gone through. I can't imagine what's going to happen when we get into a major depression where all this is going, and they always start a war, so it all fits together. When the economy goes down, they take you to war, as Salente says. I want to get him on as soon as possible to cover all this. This is just an epic time to be alive. Go ahead and finish your points, John.
Yes, sir. You know, absolutely. You're 110% correct, Alex. And like I said on my radio program every Sunday, I speak along the exact same lines and fire the exact same bullet points out. You know, the sad thing about it is that it's not going to wake the American people up until it literally hits them at their dinner plate and literally pulls their wallet out and takes the rest of whatever they've already not gotten. You know, and yes, sir, you said you'd let me plug my show. I'm on every Sunday from 7 to 9 Central, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com with yours truly, John Wayne. I want to thank you very much, Alex, for having me on and being able to throw some more out there to the way I see where things are going. And by God, we need to stand up. And the one word that we all need to use time and time again, it's one of the very first words that we've ever learned from ever since the very day we're born, is the word no. The word no is very powerful. If it takes everybody in the country around the world to stand up and say no in unison, no, you're not doing this, no, we're not taking it, no, we're not having it, it takes that. But we have got to wake up the sleeping giant. By God, I'll tell you what, Alex, be safe, God bless, and God bless your listeners and my listeners out there as well.
All right, brother, thank you. All right, I want to hurry through calls now because Maverick's been holding a long time. Randy's been holding a long time, and others. Brendan has ex-Air Force Turkey experience. Maverick is a pilot, so I want to get to everybody. We got two Mavericks? I've never seen that before. Maverick in Colorado, you worked on a cultural project in Turkey. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about my experience working at for 5 years as an assistant to a world-renowned cryptanalyst intelligence advisor who basically was involved with cultural projects, and I was just going along for the ride. Back in 2005, he told me to pay attention to a young senator from Chicago who he had known in Hawaii, and that the young man had a significant name because this was going to be the president who would be used to create a Shiite caliphate. So the stuff that I worked on with this individual had, you know, it was framed for a Shiite caliphate, and I had known about this all the way back in 2005. So let's go ahead and jump forward. 2008, we're in Turkey working on cultural projects for what was called Istanbul 2010. This was to bring Turkey into the European Union. Make long story short, the financial advisor disappeared, cultural projects were canceled, and George Soros ended up with $150 million that was supposed to go to the projects. Let's jump forward to 2011. I went up to Canada, worked with this individual again. This time this was for projects that were going to be happening in Tunisia in August of 2011, where we were going to be doing cultural exchanges of indigenous people, and this was going to bring a large group of Syrians to Canada. So in hindsight, plus other things I'm not mentioning, because there's not enough
sure,
time.
These cultural projects are covers. It wasn't really about bringing Turkey into the euro. It was about preparing all these different operations, preparing the migrant floods, getting the change agents in place on the ground, the social organizers, the community organizers, for the takeover of Europe.
Exactly. And so when you see these things from the cultural side, there's so much prep work that goes into it. It's amazing how much time has, you know, how much of this was in advance that here I'm talking to you about stuff that was being organized 10 years ago that we're now seeing. And what people need to understand is these things, you know, ISIS and all this stuff just doesn't happen overnight. And it doesn't just pop out of nowhere.
They had the ISIS plan ready with exactly. They had the ISIS plan ready before the globalist staged 9/11 with Saudi Arabia. And their payoff the whole time was to give the entire region to Saudi Arabia for just halfway taking the blame. But then physically Iraq would be attacked. It's totally insane. And when you pull back, then you can go research every part of it. The CFR writes white papers admitting all this. What's crazy is they admit it all. A couple years ago, they had a headline, Why We Need Al-Qaeda in Syria and How Great They Are. And but then you'll have some dumbed-down TSA person wanting to stick their hands down my pants to make sure there's not a bomb there. I mean, it's just ridiculous while they leave the borders wide open. Amazing call, Maverick. Anything else you want to relay?
Well, yeah. Whenever I would travel with this guy, we had free, you know, we never got stopped by TSA. In fact, they would pull us to a special line where we could just hustle right through. I could go on for days about
this. Well, sure, if you actually join the people running the jihad takeover, Saudi Arabians don't get searched when they come in either. When you're part of the club, it's like the Rockefellers told Russo, you know, you get the chip, it's the kiss my butt, get out of jail free card. And that's why people want to enter this, is because it's the new classism. It's the new discrimination. It's the new titles of nobility. It's the new letters of mark. It's being above the law. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Maverick. I'm actually aware of those projects you're talking about. They spent billions getting ready for this migrant takeover in the last decade. They spent billions getting ready for the overthrow of Ukraine. And then the argument is, well, if we don't, Russia will take over the Middle East. Russia isn't taking squat over. Russia can't even get its own affairs in place. Russia's weak politically after the globalists annihilated it for 97 years. It's because Russia might try to get back on its knees and off its belly that the globalists want to finish killing it. Just like they want to kill your church and kill your job and destroy your family and ship drugs in for your kids to use. They want to screw everybody over because the Russians are humans and they're red-blooded just like us. That's why they hate them. There's a big Orthodox revival going on over there. The Russians really want what they couldn't have for 80-something years. And the globalists hate it that there's a Christian country of 150 million people, and they're dedicated to annihilating it, just like they want to hurt you and your family. Same story. Randy, Brendan, Maverick. Let's go to Brendan, then Randy, then Maverick. Brendan in Idaho, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment real quick. I was over in Incirlik Air Base, Turkey, 93, 94, 95. And at the time, we had the northern no-fly zone over Iraq. We had the NATO contingent there, the French, British, American, and Turkish air forces. And then we had the Operation Provide Comfort. But I quickly realized after talking to pilots and crew and figuring out what was going on, you know, while the Turks would take off in our old F-4 Phantoms that we sold them and bomb the Kurdish people in the east, the PKK would come down and attack us and attack the base and the Turks. And then from the same airstrip, from the very same airstrip, the American contingent would fly C-130s over and drop pallets of Band-Aids and MREs and water bottles on the
And what you were witnessing was full spectrum dominance with the globalists control the entire paradigm. Please continue.
So that's basically, and this was, you know, basically 21 years ago when that was going on. And, you know, being a younger man, you know, you and I are the same age, Alex. And so at that time, you know, I was joining the service after high school, thinking I'm doing a great thing for my country. And then once I figured out what was going on, I decided that, you know, this isn't what I signed up for, and this isn't what I want to be a part
were
of.
Were other people at the base putting two and two together?
They were. It wasn't, remember, this was back in the, you know, early mid-90s. So, you know, the internet wasn't, you know, it was really just taken off, and so word wasn't getting spread around as easily and as quickly as it is now compared to then. But, you know, I would talk to pilots and crew, people from different squadrons. You know, do you have any idea what you're, you know, what you're involved with here? You know, we, from the very same airstrip, the Turkish Air Force would drop bombs on the Kurdish people, and then American C-130s would take off an hour or 2 hours later, slower aircraft, and drop pallets of humanitarian aid on the same people who were just bombed. So it makes absolutely no sense.
Give you the vaccine that then makes you sick 10 years later, and then they have all these patented treatments for it. It's full-spectrum dominance. It's problem-reaction-solution. Ship the drugs in, put your kids in prison for using them. Then put them in prisons for 25 cents an hour, displacing everybody else's jobs. And the good old boy goes, good, make them prisoners work, but it doesn't know why his son can't get a good-paying job. Full-spectrum dominance. Consolidate, control. And obviously, the Kurds have their beef with Turkey because Turkey took part of their land. Let's not choose a side. The point is, you don't bomb them and then run a psych warfare op where you drop Band-Aids on them to make them think you're actually on their side. And that's the type of double, triple, quadruple dealing that goes on. But it's way beyond that. They caught British Special Forces, this was in the London Guardian, in 2005, dressed up like Wahhabists attacking Shiites to get a civil war going in Iraq. You ask, what's the end game? Chaos. Breaking down society. Trillions in no-bid weapons contracts. Maverick, you're up next, and then Randy. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So listen up here, guys. My buddy Mark, he overhears the management team at Guns80.com. And what they're saying is that between now and Black Friday, they're going to put a special on the website at Guns80.com every day. What that means is that you have to go to Guns80.com every day to check out the specials between now and Black Friday. Go to Guns80.com, but don't tell them you heard it from me.
My fellow patriots, anyone that listens to my broadcast for any length of time knows that I can't stand Black Friday, a mindless, idiotic exercise in pure blind consumerism. I'm for prosperity. I'm for having good products to make our lives better, but I don't just mindlessly worship the holiday where we're supposedly getting the best deal ever, and statistics show it's one of the worst days to shop. That's why we are taking the InfoWar to the next level and actually making InfoWarsStore.com Black Friday a super deal. Everything in the store gets free shipping right through the weekend of Black Friday and into next week. Store-wide free shipping on everything, and we're offering some of the best deals ever on nutraceuticals like DNA Force, 33% off. You're getting super high-quality products at the lowest prices, and you're getting free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out today or call 888-253-3139.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Everybody knows. All right, Brendan's got a final point, then Maverick, Randy, Sydney, and others. We're going to continue with calls into the next hour. I will hit some of the other U.S. news, economy news. But here's the deal. False flags, manipulations, they are part of warfare. But you, in history, only did that against other men who were combatants. And still, that was seen as dirty and evil. And it wasn't that people were wimps during the age of chivalry. It was that they didn't want their women and children being involved. And once things get dirty, they get dirty real fast. So if one side's playing dirty and the other side isn't, well, then the folks that are playing dirty think they're real smart. But once things get dirty, you find out it's not smart at all, is it? And so compared to other countries, America was not as corrupt, so we had the moral high ground, even if we didn't deserve it. That's all gone now. So the business where they're taking off from the same airfield, which has come out in the news before, that they were aiding the Turks and bombing the Kurds, and that's on record what he's telling you about. He just witnessed it, though. That type of Machiavellian garbage doesn't work anymore because everybody knows our government's supplying ISIS and not really bombing them. You see, because we're now known as evil. We're now known as liars. Oh, and so how smart are the little delicate geniuses up in Washington that flushed our good name down the toilet? Brendan, finish your point. Sorry.
Oh, no, I appreciate it again, Alex. Thank you. What I was going to add to that was, you know, watching Turkey, keeping an eye on them over the years and studying some of the history. You know, Turkey's really in that precarious spot there geographically, just below Russia and right there next to the Middle East. So, you know, I had a feeling when all this got cranked up that Turkey was going to be end up being directly involved front and center just by, you know, the very nature of where it's located and you know, who all can operate in an inside and outside of Turkey, more so eastern Turkey. And so, like I said, you know, those incidents were going on well over 20 years ago before all this current business got started. So
you're right. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. I'm not going to cut Maverick and then Randy short. We're going to go to break. This is a short segment. Come back with your calls. But just great callers, great points from people that were there, ladies and gentlemen. And it's one thing to historically be able to look this up and know it's true, but to hear it from the participants is really another level of dimension and illustration. We have a special report on Black Friday. I'm going to play it 8 after next hour that Liam McAdoo did. That's pretty powerful, folks, thinking the word Black Friday's racist, so ban it. We're not joking. That's coming up. But a lot of specials on Black Friday, on average, are not the best times to shop. I mean, there's articles in USA Today, New York Times. I mean, that's an admitted fact. Usually it's the middle of nowhere, you know, time of year when people are overstocked on something when you get the best deal. We genuinely are just out of the gates offering something we usually only offer during Christmas. We're doing it a little bit early this year. We'll do it again in a few weeks right around Christmas. But we're offering free shipping right now till next Monday for Black Friday on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping. That's a big deal. That's on storable food. That's on water filters, on things like that. That's a huge savings. You know, on a bottle of vitamins, it's not that big a savings. But the minerals, the vitamins, the nutraceuticals, we've got specials on them on top of it, so it is a great deal. 33% off on DNA Force. Huge deal. Brain Force, 30% off. Deep Cleanse, back in stock. 25% off. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we need to be refueled. We need the funds to continue. It's expensive to send our reporters to France and stuff like that to give you the coverage you deserve and need. So thank you for standing with us as partners and getting the word out and shopping with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping through Black Friday and big discounts. We need war bonds, folks. Purchase the products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We salute you. My fellow patriots, anyone?